The New South Wales Supreme Court heard that the group planned to use bombs or firearms to commit extreme violence to punish Australia for its involvement in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The jury viewed more than 3,000 exhibits and heard from more than 300 witnesses. It was told one man participated in a terrorist-run paramilitary camp in Pakistan, while three others received similar training in remote parts of Australia in preparation for an attack. The men were arrested in 2005 on information provided by hardware store and gun shop owners. Prosecutors accused them of conspiring to commit terrorist acts, but never divulged their intended targets. The trial began in November 2008 and lasted more than 170 days, one of the longest in Australian legal history. The New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione welcomed the guilty verdicts.
It's a very strong statement. If you come here with a view to committing an act of terrorism, you are likely to be caught.
Outside the court in Sydney, there were angry scenes as supporters of the convicted men scuffled with members of the press. Relatives expressed their disbelief at the jury's decision.
My uncle, the best person, he used to give me a boxing fight because I was a boxer and he used to train me.
It's unfair because he's done nothing wrong.
The five men face life in prison and are expected to be sentenced in December. Four other men accused of being part of the same conspiracy had previously pleaded guilty and have been sentenced to up to 14 years in prison. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.